Chapter 2. Lionel and Dorothea Poirier. The chief didn't like getting soap in his eyes. Grampy Poirier was a military policeman in the Korean War. After his service, he returned to Nova Scotia to be with Nanny. It's a weird thing, some of the parallels between my mom's parents and my dad's. Nanny Poirier started a restaurant in Lockport, Nova Scotia, called the Sea Breeze. Grampy started a taxi service and owned a theater. He eventually uses military police experience to build a long and successful career in municipal policing. Lockport was a fish process hub back in the day, so it was a great place to open a seafood restaurant. The people who worked in the fish plants, on the seiners, and draggers all came to the Sea Breeze for the best homestyle seafood in town. If it wasn't good and authentic, they'd let you know. When my dad first fell for my mom, Joan, his future father-in-law was the chief of police in Woodstock, New Brunswick. My grandfather, Len, heard about that Matheson boy and didn't want his daughter hanging out with the troublemaker. Fortunately for Dad, Grampy let him after getting to know him. Despite owning a restaurant with his wife, Grampy was not a cook in any way, shape, or form. I'm not sure he ever cooked anything that did not come out of a can. He loved Nanny's cooking and ate every bit of anything she made. Nanny Poirier is one of those wonderful, kind, and accepting people whom everyone looks up to. As a stay-at-home mom, she did all the cooking and is an amazing pickle and preserve maker as well. She came from humble beginnings, and her stories of hardship from her childhood are inspirational. The chief, as tough as he was set in his ways. Dinner was served at 5 p.m. sharp, and Nanny had to wash his hair in the sink because he did not like to do it himself for fear of getting soap in his eyes. He, a man who survived the horrors of war and was decorated for bravery, was so afraid of getting soap in his eyes that he couldn't even wash his own hair. What the fuck, Grampy? Get it together! That didn't matter. Nanny accommodated him, lovingly washing his hair every day.